This is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our guest this morning is Terry the Chef, and good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Kathy is not with us this morning because she absconded with some time and went on vacation.
Yes. Good for her.
So. Good for her. Well, she can use it.
It's a good week to be on vacation.
Okay. So let's you and I get into the recipe business here this morning, and we have one called here Red Pepper. How do you pronounce that? Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Yeah, chipotle
okay.
dip.
Red pepper chipotle dip.
Yep, and this is for two servings. We'll need two red bell peppers, a half a cup of Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt is best, one chipotle chili pepper, and it's in a can, so you're only going to need one out of that can of the chipotle chilies. Salt to taste, and then some green onions sliced for garnish, and tortilla chips or vegetables or pita bread, whatever you like to dip in that. So you're going to start out with gathering your ingredients. You're going to grill or broil your two red peppers until they're blackened. If you have a gas stove in your house, you can actually put the pepper right on the burner. Turn the heat on high and put it right on the burner, and you can actually blacken it right just there on the flame. Any flame will do. If you're out at a campground and you want to do it there, you can do it over the fire as well. You just want to blacken the skin up really good. It will blister and blacken quite nicely so that it will actually come off. Then we're going to peel the skins under cold water, and then you're going to cut the peppers open and remove the seeds and the stem. And in a food processor, you're going to whirl the peppers with a half a cup of plain Greek yogurt and one of the chili or chipotle chili peppers. And do that until it's smooth, and then you add salt if desired. Transfer into a decorative bowl, or if you want to, you can even use another green pepper or red pepper or something. Cut that open and make a nice little decorative bowl out of that. And you want to chill it until it's thickened up a little bit. And then top with sliced green onions and serve with tortilla chips. Very, very simple recipe, but a nice summertime.
Oh, is this a salad type of thing?
I would serve it more as an appetizer. But you could serve it as a dip. You could serve it as a salad topping. You could serve it over chicken.
All right. Very good. Are we going to give Kathy's number?
Yeah, I can
so
do that.
And get in touch with them for the recipes?
If you miss any of these recipes, feel free to give us a call at Freedom Village, and the number is 616-820-7400, and that will be the front desk, and they will refer you to Kathy. Just mention that you're looking for Kathy Blackburn and you want to get some recipes from her. She will... they will then transfer
she'll get
you
back
to
you.
Yep. And she's usually good about sending out cards in the mail. So just, give us a call at 820-7400, and the front desk will transfer you on to Kathy's voicemail.
Yeah, she's pretty good about that.
She's very good with that.
Does a lot of work on it. All right, we have a stone fruit salad with toasted almonds here.
Stone fruit salad.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Are there real stones in this?
No stones. This is for six servings. This calls for one cup of Riesling or other sweet white wine. If you don't want the wine in it, you can use just a white grape juice. 1 tablespoon of white wine vinegar. 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and that's optional. 1/8 teaspoon of fresh ground black pepper. 8 cups of mixed salad greens, 3 plums sliced. Those are plums, peaches, nectarines, apricots. Those are your stone fruits, the ones that have the pit in them. Those are called stone fruits. 2 peaches peeled and sliced, 2 nectarines peeled and sliced, 2 apricots peeled and sliced.
Boy, that's a lot of fruit, huh?
That's a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
That's the base of this salad. So, 3/4 cup of fresh cherries pitted and halved. We should be coming right into cherry season here soon, so this will be a really nice one. quarter cup or about 2 ounces of crumbled goat cheese. And then 2 tablespoons of sliced almonds. And you want those toasted.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Be a nice,
Fruit salad.
Exactly. But nice little greens in there and a vinaigrette to kind of give it a little bit of spice, so to speak.
Yeah. And the cheese would add a little flavor, too.
Yep, the cheese will definitely have some. Heat 1 cup of wine in a medium saucepan over medium heat until reduced to about 2 tablespoons. It'll take about 10 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in 1 tablespoon of vinegar, 1 tablespoon of almond oil, and then 1/4 teaspoon of salt if desired, and 1/8 teaspoon of black pepper. So then that's pretty much your dressing. You'll set that aside, let it cool down. You're going to toss the 8 cups of salad greens with the fruit and the dressing, and then sprinkle with 1/4 cup of goat cheese and 2 tablespoons of toasted almonds.
I would think if you serve this, it would be pretty popular.
I'm sure it would. It would probably be something that I would pick out all the peaches. So.
All right. We're here with the chef this morning, and if you have a question, you can call us right here at 395-1450. And we're talking about some good recipes, and we have another one coming up here called the Lemon Basil and Walnut Pesto.
Just a little bit of the recipes I have on here today are some basic recipes just to utilize wherever you want. You can do the dip on top of chicken if you wanted. This pesto goes great with pasta. It can be used on chicken. It can be used on pork. It can be used many different ways. You could even put it over fish if you wanted. So this is for 1.5 cups approximately yield. We're going to start out with 2 cups of fresh basil leaves. And you want to pack those cups full. You want to make sure that the basil is the main ingredient in a pesto. 1 clove of garlic. If you have the pre-minced jar stuff, you just want to make sure that you scoop out approximately 1 clove, and the directions will be on the jar. So, 1/4 cup of olive oil. 1/2 of a lemon. You want the juice and the zest from 1/2 of lemon. 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 1/3 cup of toasted walnuts, salt to taste, and fresh ground black pepper to taste. We can once again gather your ingredients, and in a food processor, you're going to whirl 2 cups of basil leaves, the garlic clove, 1/4 cup of olive oil, the zest and the juice of 1/2 lemon, and 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, and also 1/3 cup of toasted walnuts. And you want to whirl that till it's completely smooth. And then you add your salt and pepper to taste as needed. And you can toss the pesto in pasta with a little pasta water if you'd like, or you could add more pepper and Parmesan cheese to taste if you want it over pasta. But again, this can be used on chicken, it can be used on fish, it can be used pretty much however you'd like. So,
all right. By the way, if you are taking these down and we get ahead of you, give us a call and we'll catch you up. Otherwise, you can get it from Kathy, too.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
All right. We have the next one is a summer squash pizza. And this is for about 8 servings. 1 teaspoon of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of balsamic vinegar, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, optional, 1/8 teaspoon of fresh ground black pepper, 1 medium zucchini. You want to cut it lengthwise into slices. And 1 medium yellow squash, again cut lengthwise into slices. Cooking spray, usually I use a canola oil or an olive oil spray. 1 12-inch pizza crust, If you want to make your own, that's great. I suggest a Mama Mary's is a brand that you can get in most stores. It's a pretty decent crust, and it works well for something like this. So, 2 plum tomatoes. You want to cut those into slices. 1/4 cup of Pecorino Romano cheese, finely grated. 2 tablespoons of fresh basil, sliced thin. And 1/2 teaspoon of fresh oregano, finely chopped. You want to gather your ingredients, and you're going to prepare your grill to medium-high heat. You can also use the oven if you'd like at 350, but this recipe is for tossing the pizza on the grill. So, in a large bowl, you're going to combine 1 teaspoon of the oil, 1 teaspoon of balsamic vinegar, and your salt and pepper, the slices of zucchini, and the slices of the yellow squash. You want to toss those gently just to coat them. And then you're going to place your squash mixture on a grill rack coated with cooking spray. Grill 2 minutes on each side or until fork tender. Now, if you're going to just use your oven, you could put those on a baking sheet and just bake them off. You won't have the nice grill marks on them, but they'll still do the same concept. And you want to reduce the heat of the grill to medium. Then you're going to lightly coat your pizza crust with cooking spray. And you want to grill it 1 minute on each side or until lightly toasted. And you're going to arrange your zucchini, your yellow squash over the crust, and then your tomatoes over the squash. And you can sprinkle it with 1/4 cup of Romano cheese over the whole pizza. And then you want to grill the pizza for 5 minutes or until thoroughly heated. And remove it from the grill and sprinkle the basil and oregano for garnish.
Cut it up and serve. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's a different change for, it's not your typical pepperoni and sausage.
Okay. All right, we're here with the chef this morning, and if you have a question for him or if you have some questions about the recipes. If not, we'll go on with the next recipe here, which is called grilled tuna steak with the salsa. This would be a main dish?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
This is for 2 servings. And you can do different salsas if you want an actual tomato salsa. This is a fruit salsa. So 2/3 cup of mango, finely chopped. 2/3 cup of kiwi fruit, finely chopped. You'll want to peel the kiwi fruit as well. 4 teaspoons of lime juice. 4 teaspoons of jalapeno pepper, seeded and finely chopped. 3 teaspoons of olive oil, divided. About 2 5-ounce each tuna steak. That should be about 1/2 inch thick. And 1 garlic clove, small and halved. And then lemon slices for garnish. For this, you're going to gather your ingredients and heat the grill to medium heat. In a small bowl, you're going to toss together 2/3 cup of the mango, 2/3 cup of kiwi, 4 teaspoons of lime juice, 4 teaspoons of chopped jalapeno pepper, and 1 teaspoon of olive oil. Brush your tuna steaks with remaining 2 teaspoons of olive oil, and then you're going to rub the garlic clove over both sides of the tuna steaks. This recipe definitely calls for a lot of gloves. You'll want to use a lot of disposable gloves, especially when you're cutting your pepper up. You want to use a glove to make sure that you don't get the seeds and the juices from the jalapeno pepper into your skin. Because if you rub your eyes after that, it would definitely hurt. And then when you rub the garlic into the tuna steaks, you'll probably want to use gloves as well, just for sanitation purposes. You're going to grill the tuna directly over medium heat about 4 to 6 minutes. or until desired doneness, and then turn them once. Transfer tuna to the serving plate. You're going to spoon your mango salsa over the plate, or onto the plate, sorry, beside the tuna, or on the tuna, if you'd like, and garnish it with fresh lemon. And that would go great with that walnut basil pesto pasta alongside of there. So.
Okay. That sounds pretty good to me. I kind of like tuna.
Yeah.
So nice if you like steak. Tuna, it's a good, easy meal, really.
It is. It is. And it's perfect for two people. So.
Okay. We're going to do another recipe here. We have a recipe called the skilled pork chop sauté with peaches.
Yep. A nice skillet pork chop. So, four servings, sorry. 2 teaspoons of olive oil. About four ounce each center cut boneless pork loin chops. And those are trimmed. A half a teaspoon of salt. That's optional. A half a teaspoon of fresh ground black pepper. 3 tablespoons of shallots, thinly sliced. 2 teaspoons of fresh thyme, chopped. 2 fresh peaches. You want to cut those into about 8 wedges out of each peach. 1/2 cup of dry white wine. If you choose not to use the white wine, you could use a Welch's grape juice or a white grape juice of sorts. 1/2 cup of fat-free, low-sodium chicken broth. 2 teaspoons of honey. And 2 teaspoons of butter. You want to gather your ingredients, and you're going to heat a large skillet over medium heat. You're going to add 2 teaspoons of the oil to the skillet and then swirl the pan to coat it. Sprinkle your chops evenly with salt and pepper if desired. And then you're going to add your pork chops to the pan, and you're going to cook them 3 minutes on each side or until done. Then you can remove your chops from the pan and keep them warm. You're going to add 2 tablespoons of shallots, 2 teaspoons of fresh thyme, and the peaches to the pan. And you want to cook that for about 2 minutes. Then you're going to stir in 1/2 cup of wine. And when you do that, it will start to sizzle up. You want to scrape the brown bits from the pan to loosen. Those are actually the key to making any sauce. You want that pan drippings. So, and those little brown bits are full of flavor. So you wanted to make sure that you loosen those from the pan and then bring this up to a boil. And you're going to cook it until reduced to about 1/3 cup. And that'll be about 2 minutes. And then we're going to stir in 1/2 cup of broth and 2 teaspoons of honey. You want to again bring that to a boil. And then you want to cook that until reduced to about 1/3 cup, another 2 minutes. Remove that from heat. Stir in your 2 teaspoons of butter. And then you can spoon that sauce over the chops when you serve it. So, nice fresh fruit pan sauce to go with your pork chops. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. We have another recipe here.
We're going
to. And numbers, by the way, is 395-1450 if you'd like to call for any reason. We'd be happy to hear from you. We have a chocolate flourless tart.
Yes. Finish the day out with a good chocolate flourless tart. When this is baked and served, it's actually along the lines of fudge. It's quite nice. It makes 1 single round cake. It could get 12 servings. You could probably get 14 or 16 out of there. It just depends on how thin you cut them. It's very dense and very rich, a good Holland recipe. We're going to start out with 1/2 pound of butter and a half a pound of dark chocolate, chopped.
This is a healthy kind of chocolate.
Yes, the darker the chocolate, the healthier it is for you. So, 1 cup of cocoa powder, half a cup of granulated sugar, 1.5 cups of granulated sugar, 12 eggs, 1 heaping cup of finely chopped pecans, and 1/4 cup of dark rum or espresso, depending on which flavor you want to go with. Gather the ingredients. You're going to preheat the oven to 325 degrees. And you're going to very carefully melt the 1/2 pound of chocolate and the 1/2 pound of butter in a double boiler. You want to sift 1.5 cups of sugar and 1 cup of cocoa powder in a small bowl and set that aside. You may want to do that before you do your chocolate and your butter, because when you're stirring the chocolate and butter, you really want to watch that. Mm-hmm. Once chocolate starts to melt, you want to take it off the double boiler and just continue to stir it. Once chocolate is actually warmed up to the point of starting to melt, it will continue to heat. It will take a little bit of time, but it will continue to heat itself. So many times we upstairs in the kitchen, we tend to overcook our chocolate and it seizes up on us. So I always tell them, once it starts to melt, you pull it off the heat and then you just stir it. It will take care of itself. So once the chocolate melts, you're going to add the eggs 1 at a time and you're going to blend those well. Then you're going to add the sugar and the cocoa powder and you're going to blend that well. Then we add in the pecans and the rum, and you're going to blend that well. Then you're going to pour the batter into a greased 9-inch round cake pan or a springform pan, whichever works. And you can bake that in a 325-degree oven for 45 minutes or until set. The top on that will probably crack a little bit, but that's okay. And then you can cool it and serve with fresh raspberries and a mint sprig. It's a very, very good recipe.
Sounds pretty good.
We serve that for marketing events, and once in a while we put it on our regular menu as well. So it's a great dessert.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got through this, and we got through it without Kathy. But you can still call her number, by the way, if you don't want any of the recipes, at 616-820-7400. I think that's the right number.
Yep, that's the right number. That'll be the front desk, and they will transfer you to Kathy Blackburn.
Where did you get your interest in cooking?
Well, if you saw me, you'd see my size. I definitely like food. But I've actually been in and out of food since probably high school.
Really?
I actually started out as a cake decorator, working for Family Fair for a few years while I went to college at Grand Rapids Community, and graduated from there with a culinary degree and moved up north for a year and in the Alpena area. And then I came back home, and because obviously Holland is the place to be. So came back here. I've been at Freedom Village now for 16 years. It will be 16
Very
years.
Very good.
So.
Very good.
Yeah. So.
And apparently all the people appreciate your talents there.
Yes, yes. I hope so.
Well, if they eat heartily, then they do.
Yes. There's definitely a lot of food around Freedom Village. We definitely take care of the food. So.
Do you have a favorite recipe for your own that you like to make and eat?
No, it depends on the day. I tend to pick and choose different things. It depends on the day. I may want Greek, I may want Italian, I may want just plain old good old comfort food, Dutch food. I choose a lot of different things each day. So,
well, there are memorable recipes, I think, that you have during your lifetime. Think back, oh, that was really good.
There's always the classic comfort foods, but it just totally, for me, it depends on the day what I want to make.
I remember a day I was in Savannah, Georgia, and I ate at, I think it was a Pirate's House restaurant or something like that. I had a honey pecan chicken. That was really good. I mean, I savored
that. Wonderful. Yeah, yeah, sounds good.
And it's
and of course from there the pecans would be, you know, the best place to get pecans.
Oh,
in Georgia.
They're fresh. Yeah. Right, right. So, well, okay. Terry, we certainly appreciate you coming in this morning and helping us out here on the recipes, because I couldn't do the recipes. I don't have any favorite recipe. Well, I do have, but I make my bean dish and that's it.
There you go. Yeah. Stick to what you know.
So thank you very much, and
thank you.
We'll be seeing you next month, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll be back here. All right. Thank
All right.
you.